Meanwhile, subsistence fishermen in the Yukon River are seeing a good start to their Chinook salmon run. KYUK's Shane Iverson reports.
Ice moved onto the Yukon late this year, so it's no surprise that the Chinook or King Salmon run is a bit late. Subsistence fishers in the downriver area reported activity during a management teleconference call hosted by the Yukon River Drainage Fisheries Association. In some villages, fishers have done quite well. John Lamont lives in Mountain Village, about 100 miles from the coast. He said that the King run was starting to pick up there.
Last night I went out and made a 30-minute drift. And I caught eight kings and one jack. The guy behind me, my brother, he caught close to 40 kings and two drifts, and we're done for the year.
But along the coast, the run has varied. Near the northern branches of the Yukon, Kotlik residents are yet to catch any fish. But farther south, Emonic has seen a good start to the king season. Robert Moore is a resident there.
The guy, not too far from me, he set his net for what few hours, and he got 16 kings and pulled his net out.
Emonic was hard hit by flooding in May during the Yukon's violent breakup. Resident Nick Tucker says the damage caused by flooding is now combining with financial hardships.
Some of the fish camps and smoke houses, drying racks, tents and tent frames have either been flood damaged or demolished, and a lot of debris at camps, and some have lost their nets and gear.
Tucker says only a handful of families have nets in the water, and Hamilton says even those with gas money aren't ready to hang and dry fish.
Camps are still drying out, and as a result, there's very little effort. Most people going out right now are catching fish for the freezer.
Fish and game biologists have predicted a below-average to poor run of Yukon kings this year, but Moore is hopeful that the run may be better than expected.
I've been fishing in the mouth of the Yukon for 50-plus years. It's been a while since I see kings coming in first and heavier than the chums, so in years like that, we've experienced a heavy run of kings, so hopefully that'll be the case.
It's too early to tell how the run will pan out. Subsistence fishers in the lower Yukon are under a tight set of restrictions. That includes just 2 18-hour fishing periods per week. Fish and game biologist Steve Hayes said that one or two of those periods may be canceled to ensure a higher amount of kings make it to their spawning grounds.
Conserve the greatest number of Canadian down Chinook salmon, there will be no fishing on the first pulse of Chinook salmon.
Hayes says the king run occurring now doesn't constitute a pulse.
You know, the pulse usually consists of 3 to 4 days of really high numbers, but you also have those days on both sides are a little lower. So we're watching as the numbers start to increase.
When the pulse is detected, Fish and Game will call for district closures as it travels upriver. After some successful fishing, Emonic's Robert Moore is hopeful that a strong run could help make up for the tighter restrictions.
It's been years since I've met my niece in a day and a half, so that's an indicator to me that we do have hopefully a healthy run.
Despite some early promising signs, there are no plans to hold a commercial fishery on the Yukon this year. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.